The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
All right, welcome back to Mind Pump. Please go to mindpumpradio.com. We got some sample workouts on there and some programs that we designed. This is going to be, maybe it'll be a short episode. I don't know. Sometimes these things go way longer than we think they are. This is going to be a short little bonus episode is what we're planning on doing with this. And the title of the show is Why. Nobody knows what we're going to talk about, by the way. But
this is like podcast roulette.
I know. Whenever he does this, dude,
I'm looking right at you. You know,
it reminds. Oh shit! Bring it, bro.
The title of this episode is Why Does Adam Paint His Toenails?
Oh, you're dropping that already, dude. Okay, all right.
So explain. First of all, explain
defend
to me
yourself.
Tell me why, because I don't fucking know why you do it. Why do you paint your toenails?
So you want to know how it started?
Yeah.
Okay. So
is this before Queer Eye? Is that accurate?
I don't remember. Okay. So right. What am I? I'm 33 now. The first time I did it, I was probably 22 years old. And,
Jesus.
I had this. You'll like this story, bro, because this involves somebody that we both know, a buddy of ours, bachelor party. Larry, my boy Larry Evans, right? And we're out in Las Vegas.
Dropping names.
Just drops all the names.
There's nothing bad about him in this story whatsoever. But we're out there for his bachelor party. And he's got about 15 dudes out there with all of us. It's my first time hanging out with all of his friends. And so we're all together. And
you guys got drunk. One thing led to another.
No. We know how these things go.
So long story short, I'm just meeting all these dudes and all these guys, all fit guys, are all in the fitness industry and stuff like that. So good looking fit dudes. And
the direction.
Right, yeah. Right.
We're up at some big suite in the Venetian and we're getting ready to go down to the pool. Right. And we head down to the pool and there's like I said, there's like 13 of us. Well, we're getting ready to go down. And my boy over here, Manny, has got his toes painted. And I've never met this guy really before, and I see them painted, and I'm just like, hey, dude, what's up with the toes, dude? And they're French tipped, all clean.
Wow,
isn't that a condom? Is that
so? I can't take credit for this. It's not like I originated this or any some bullshit, right? I bit off of somebody, and I'll tell you why. So, and I'm tripping out. I'm 21 or 22 years old this time, and I'm asking him like, I don't get it, bro. And he's just like, oh, bro. He's all so much pussy because of this.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, and just like you guys' response, right? Like, what? Are you fucking kidding me? I'm thinking the same thing.
You know
thing
what?
Too. Listen,
it makes
listen,
fucking sense.
Listen,
now
so
that I think about it.
Listen to me. So we're walking down, and there's, like I said, there's like 15 guys or so. We're all walking down the pool. Like I said, everyone's fit, pretty good looking dudes, dude, but that are going all down to this pool together, right? And I'm trying not to be fucking narcissistic when I say that, right? But these guys are all pretty good looking. He's by far not the best looking dude out there. And we walk down this pool, and there's a group of girls that are in the pool, and they literally like they saw his toes and start screaming like grab his feet and stuff like that. And they all start coming over and they
shut
pull
up.
The pool. Oh yeah, I watched them through my eyes, bro, and I was sold. I was fucking sold at that moment. Went back, rocked him, started rocking him. And the biggest thing, and here's the truest part of this is that you know, if you can rock them and fucking, I rock them because they look fucking good, bro. I keep my toes clean. I go get a pedicure on
God
them.
Damn.
And with the French tip, it fucking looks good. And if it looks good, and I can
French tip,
yeah, French tip.
Wow.
Yeah.
And hey, listen, you know what's funny?
And you know how many girls too? When the
you
first
just
time
sold, you just sold it to every male listener. Right now. But I'm gonna tell you
no. Here, let me tell you this though. You can't. Okay, so
Adam's
my two
French
best
tip to
my,
success.
Okay, so let me tell you this. So I'll tell you a story here. Okay, so my two best friends.
You need to sell this as an ebook.
My two best friends, childhood best friends. Right, we go back to 4 years old. When I did it, they were like, bro, you know, those are my best friends for, 20 years, right? Plus now. And looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? You know, they're like family. They're my brother telling me that. I'm like, dude, you just got to rock. And they're like, nah, right? They're making fun of me for fucking at least a year or two of me doing it. And then one time we're in Las Vegas, right? And we get in the elevator. And we're just so a little backstory. My childhood best friends, we were diehard UFC fans. Like, we've been watching UFC since the beginning. We love fucking UFC. We're actually out there for a UFC fight. and we're staying in the Hard Rock, which, if you know that, back then, I know a lot of the fighters used to stay in the hotel. So it wouldn't be uncommon to see one. Well, we just happened to get in the elevator. At the time, Chuck Liddell was the champ. And we get in the elevator, and he's in the elevator. So, and it's me and my two best friends, and then Chuck Liddell. And he's, like, in the corner, and he's, like, on his sidekick. And I'm, like, elbowing my buddy. I'm like, bro, it's Chuck Liddell right there. And I look down. Motherfucker's toes are painted. He's black. He's got black and with pink tips, and mine are painted at the same time. And this is, like, after my boys. So my boys, mind you, we're all UFC diehards. Chuck Liddell's like, oh, he's the man, right? Fucking rocking his toes. And, of course, I got no fucking camera. That's the best part, right? Because we're all in our bathing suits heading down to the pool. So I got no fucking proof or that. Except for my two best friends that were
there. That just validated you right there, huh? But,
So that, oh, yeah, totally did. And so they did it after that, right? So they give it a shot to do it, and just epic fail, dude. They just can't, because then someone would call him out on it, or some guy would make fun of him or laugh, and they just would clam up about it versus just admitting, like, bro, I fucking had a story about why I tried it and it worked, girls dig it and whatever, and rocking it and owning it. No, it didn't work.
Well, see, that's funny. So
never did it again after that. they had it for 4 weeks.
So I got a similar story to something like that. And I don't paint my toenails. I actually,
you don't paint your dick?
No, I don't. What?
That's what I heard.
I heard that too.
No.
That was a Freudian slip.
I don't
bro.
Paint that. That would take 2 gallons. Of
too many paint gallons.
Too many paint.
Oh my god! I love it. Water almost came out of my nose.
Wow!
Boom. Boom. No, I got a story. I got something similar to that. So I don't paint my toes or anything like that because my feet are very sensitive. If someone tried to touch them, I'd probably kick them in the face. But so I grew up.
You're fucking disgusting.
So for
dude.
People that,
I'll
people,
get to that.
So for people that don't know, I'm.
Mine aren't, bro.
Well, check, yeah. No, check this out. So I'm first generation American, right?
Bro.
Yeah. he's interrupting me with his fucking picture. Let me go back to my story. So I'm first generation American, right? My family's from Italy. I've always grown up wearing. These Italian bikini type underwear.
Dear God.
I swear to God, bro. My grandmother used to send them to me. This is what I grew up with. And they're not just bikini underwear. They have like, they would have pictures of like grapes or
like a banana thong?
Bro, yes.
Like a banana thong?
I got them on right now, bro.
Get out of here, dude.
I got them on right now.
Oh, bro. Get out. I want to see this.
Just tell me it's not a G-string or something.
No, it's not a G-string.
I got to sit further away
it's
from
not, it's
guys.
Like a Speedo. It's like a Speedo.
Fuck's
okay.
Sake.
Now, let me tell you something. First of all, if you grew up with these, you can't wear anything else. It's the most comfortable. Let me tell you, bro. I'm aerodynamic right now.
Just hugs the sack
bro,
like,
I could fucking
like a blanket
move,
or what?
I could move. I could grapple. I could do anything I want right now. Anyway, so I have them on. First time ever, junior high, I have to change in the locker room. So this is the first time I ever had to change in front of other dudes that weren't my cousins. And we all wore the same underwear as cousins because we're all sons of immigrants. So I'm in the locker room taking my clothes off. This fucking kid sees my underwear. He's like, what the fuck's on your underwear, man? You got grapes on your underwear. So two punches later, they never made fun of me again. But I still wear those to this day. So that's my as close as I can get equivalent story to your painting your toenails. I'm pretty sure Justin has nothing like
I'm
that.
Like really trying to think of something.
This guy shaves his face with an axe. Dude. Brushes his teeth
I
with
seriously,
a log.
I have like frostbite on my feet. You know, like it's got the yellow.
And Justin probably would be the manliest man of all three of us.
Easily.
Manliest man. I'm not even claiming that, but I'll just say something about feet, dude. I have this issue, right? So my dad, and I can thank him for this, like what I get to look forward to later on. So they curl underneath my foot. So it's like a hammer toe. So basically later on in life, they have to break them to straighten them out. And it puts you out for a couple of weeks.
Wow.
And oh my God.
So like, can you climb trees better? Do you grab, can you grab things with your feet?
I wish.
If you so is it like arthritis in your foot? Is that what it is? Is that what it is?
I wish people could see our hands right now. We're making like velociraptors. Like,
I really want to see his foot right now. Is you?
No.
I do.
No, seriously, they're nasty.
I want to see your foot right now.
Yeah, my wife doesn't even want to touch him. Let's be honest, and I don't blame her.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, do you guys kill spiders? Do you guys kill spiders?
Oh, I hate to kill spiders. I do it. But I have
you
to.
Do it?
Yeah, I have to do it. Yeah. I'm the only one that will do it in the house.
Really?
Yeah.
I fucking hate. I don't like.
I'm
spiders.
I'm pretty scared of spiders.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I don't like those motherfuckers.
I don't do good with little bugs, dude. The smaller you are, the fucking scarier you are. Dude. If I can't really
I still
see
kill them though.
Yeah.
You right after this, we're done recording this. We need to go out. We need to go fucking deadlift or something because this is we need to like reclaim our manhood. Like, let's go eat a steak or something. You know, this is paint your toenails and underwear with fruit on it.
I don't recommend anybody does it unless you can fully rock it.
The toes?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you really have to own that and have the persona to pull that.
Well,
off,
I'm gonna make,
I could never do that, dude. Nah.
I'm gonna make a wild claim here. Okay. I'm gonna make a very wild, this is a crazy claim here, okay? I'm pretty sure Adam would attract women if he didn't fucking paint his toenails. We're just gonna throw that out there. I don't know if you can associate, I don't know if we can attribute the toenail painting to Adam attracting
this
women.
This was the success method.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what every dude right now listening is like,
no,
fuck you.
No, dude, I am not selling that.
Can we turn this in?
I'm not selling that dream right now. I'm not.
Yeah. I know where to take this. You know those guys that were like, they sell all these programs and stuff about like being negative to women and like, you know what I'm talking about? The closers or what are they called?
Oh, yeah. Fuck. What's his name?
The pickup artist.
Pickup artist, yes, yeah. Exactly. What do you guys think about
Where
those guys?
That? I haven't even seen that.
Are you serious?
So he's got these theories on the psychology of how to pick up artists. His name is the pickup artist. He had this show on MTV for a while.
Okay, that's right.
And so basically...
He wore this ridiculous like magician hat.
Yeah, he'd cut women down and then they'd come on. And you know what's funny? He'd go into bars with the hidden camera. I don't know how real it was. And it worked. Now, I can't really comment on this. I've been married since I was fucking 4 years old, so I don't really know if it's effective or not. But it looked effective. However, I think if you bring it up to a woman and say, hey, you know, would it work if a man like talk shit to you? You know, I don't think they
told you that your dress sucked.
Yeah. Hey, just want to
you
let
look
you
terrible
know.
Tonight. Yeah, I'm over here in the corner. You want to talk again?
I don't think that works. Yeah. I don't think that would work.
I don't think it would. I think that some, I don't know, I think there's a susceptibility there. Like, you know, some may fall prey to that just because, like, the, I don't know. Is that, like, attributed to, like, an alpha sort of mentality where you're, like, trash? And,
but I would like to invite our female listeners for them to come on our Mind Pump Instagram page and leave your lines that have actually worked on you.
That would be great.
Not lines that didn't work. I want to hear shit that worked. Yeah. Like where the dude said something to you and you were like, oh man, that really got me going.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I guarantee it was really creative.
I would love to see that. I would love to get collect the data ourselves and get that just to see, because we have all probably ranges of ages and everything like that listen and stuff like that. I'd love to see everyone's different perspective of that.
Yeah. But yeah, please leave that comment and I think that's it. I think we're good with that one.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.